representative of Pakistan. Now the speakers list is exhausted on this the sub-agenda item, which is the updated IED declaration. I would like to express my sincere gratitude and appreciation for the all the high contracting parties for their constructive and flexible manner in which they have deeply and extensively engaged in the drafting the process. And also I would like to pay high tribute to the IED coordinators who have really guided this process leading to the the agreement on the text of the IED, updated IED declaration. So thank you very much, and I would like to move on to the next sub-agenda item, that is the mandate of the group of the experts. Already in the session of this morning, we have heard the introduction made by the IED coordinator, Mr. Carlos Castelo, on this mandate. But I haven't yet opened the floor in order to hear high contracting parties, the views and opinions. And also that mandate would be integrated into the final document, paragraph 35 of the final document. So in order to facilitate your work, I would like to ask the ISU to project that the paragraph 35 on the screen. Excuse me. Now it is 34, paragraph 34 of the final document. So now the floor is open on the mandate of the group of the experts. I wonder if the IED coordinator would like to add something on this? No?
If I may, Ambassador.